My heart's been encouraged with some scriptures and thoughts that I'd like to share with us, starting out in the book of 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Second Corinthians 10. We'll just start at verse 3. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." I'm thinking this morning about our thoughts and how powerful our thoughts are. You know, our mind is, I don't know, how big is your brain part? This big? But it controls the whole body, doesn't it? What we think, how we think, controls what I say with my lips, what I look at with my eyes, what I hear with my ears. So our thoughts this morning are, and we've got a close walk. We've got to guard our thoughts. We've got to guard what we allow to go on and work in our mind. He mentioned here, he said, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We live in a world that's filled with knowledge, ideas, philosophies, doctrines, ways of life. We live in an age of a lot of thoughts, a lot of ideas. But the enemy today is trying to feed us lies. He's trying to corrupt our thoughts. He's trying to gain access to our minds. And I believe this morning that he has access to our minds. That's what temptation is. He has the power through spiritual influences to bring lies, to bring things to your mind that are not totally true. That's what he did to Jesus. He presented him with a temptation. But after that, it's our responsibility of what we allow to work in our minds. We can imbibe his lies, we can listen to his lies, we can follow his lies, or we can reject them and realize this is a lie of the enemy. And Lord, help us today. It takes a spiritual life with Christ. It takes God's Spirit dwelling in us to help us to be able to recognize Satan and his lies. They are very subtle. Sometimes they're blended with truth in them. But I think about how important it is for us. This word, casting down imaginations, and looking up that word, it means our reasonings, our computation, our thoughts. And it says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I think of the verses that speaks about every way of man is right in his own eyes. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Also, I believe Isaiah mentions, he says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts." So, we need to recognize the tendency that our human natural man, just by itself, our thoughts will tend to not be God's thoughts. Will not be His perspective. And many times that leads us in the wrong way, in the wrong path, when it's just our own thoughts and looking at it from our own perspectives. There's another verse that says, Paul mentions, he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. When we get God's thoughts, when the Lord speaks to our hearts and He opens up the Scriptures to our understanding, He gives them light to us, then that's when grace comes in. That's when we receive the strength of God, when we're getting things from God's perspective. But if it's just our own human's perspective, we'll find ourselves struggling and falling short of what God wants in our hearts and our lives. It's very vital for us today to be able to recognize that through our own thoughts, we can err. But this scripture says, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, those reasonings and things that are built up sometimes in our minds. The word of the Lord and the Holy Spirit can bring those things down and help us to see how God wants to fight our spiritual warfare and how to face the different situations in life. I wanted to read you a comment. It says, a particular train of thought persisted in, be it good or bad, cannot fail to produce its results on the character and circumstances of life. We are deeply affected by the way we think, by our thoughts. Whether it is good, whether it is bad, it is going to affect our character. It's going to affect the circumstances of life that we face. So it's very important today to realize the influence of thoughts and to realize and learn to know when God gives us His thoughts. Learn when the Holy Spirit enlightens Scriptures to our hearts and our minds, which He'll do. The Lord is faithful to do that. He's faithful to give us Scriptures to fight with and to stand on and to be faithful with. God will do that to us. He'll help us in that. But we need to recognize those thoughts will affect us either negatively or positively. They'll affect our character. And I've been really challenged, Lord, help us to guard our minds. You know, the Scripture teaches us to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love Him with our minds is to give Him space in our mind to work, to give our thoughts to Him, to spend time in the Word of the Lord, searching and looking and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us. That is part of loving God with our mind when we give Him space. But I know we live in a busy age. We live in a busy time. We live in a time when there's so many things to do and there's people seem like they're on the go. But I think about how important for us it is this morning to take time, set aside time to really spend time in the Scriptures and in prayer, asking God to reveal His Word to our heart. And I think about also the verse where He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The things that we allow to go on and over, and we allow and we give them place, that becomes our spiritual makeup. That becomes part of our character and part of who we are. Lord, help us today to have good thoughts. Help us today to control what we allow our mind to dwell upon. We, as I mentioned before, the devil brings thoughts to us. The devil has access. He'll bring ugly thoughts. He'll bring hateful thoughts. He'll bring all kinds of difficult things to our minds. He has that access to us. But we have the power today to say no. I'm not going to accept this train of thought. I'm not going to accept things that are false, things that are error, things that are not right, I'm not going to accept what the enemy's wanting to present to me and what he's wanting to put down into my heart. I believe for it to get to our hearts, it's got to go through the mind. It has to go through our awareness, our consciousness. And if we don't have it in our consciousness and we fight against it there, it will never get down into our hearts. It's only when we give place to it and we allow it to dwell there that pretty soon it can gain control into our affections. So Lord, help us today to have a sentry on guard. Help us to have to guard our thoughts and where they go. I wanted to read you another comment that was in Brother Dwayne's little book that he gave us. What would you call that? Food for thought? He said, when your thoughts flow freely, they tend to move toward problems. Your focus gets snagged on a given problem, circling round and round it in attempt to gain mastery. Does that happen to you? You get a thought. All of a sudden, your mind, you begin to work. Lord, help us today. That can be a distraction to us. We can't figure all these things out in ourselves, in our own way. We need to be able to come to the Lord. And then it says, your energy is drained away from other matters through this negative focus. The devil would like to get our minds so wrapped up in problems and trouble. And I want to tell you something. It's a drain on your spirit, is it not? There's one verse that talked about it. It said, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. When we've got problems, and there's problems, and they have a way of coming up, accumulating so quick, it can begin and we just allow our minds to dwell on those situations instead of looking to God in faith and confidence saying, Lord, I know you're going to be able to help me in this. I know my eyes are looking to you. I have confidence that you have the answers that I need. I have confidence to know that you're able to guide me in this situation. Many times we'll just get bogged down with our problem. It's a negative energy drain. Brother Galen mentioned energy before this morning. You know it takes a lot of energy to live this life. And it takes a lot of energy to live the way God wants us to live. But I'm encouraged this morning that God has the energy level there for us. He said, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. If we get our minds so wrapped up on our troubles, upon the problems, upon the difficulties, it's so easy for us to forget the Lord, our God, the Maker. There's a scripture, Isaiah 41. I want to get this real quick. Isaiah 40. Verse 26, it says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Now he said, lift up your eyes. Lift up your thoughts. Another scripture, I believe it says, look unto the hills from whence cometh our strength. You know, there's something about seeing the majestic beauty and the strength of the mountains. I love to see mountains, pictures of mountains. They seem so great, so strong. But you know, it's not the mountains itself, it's who made the mountains. It's the strength that God made the mountains, and those mountains continue. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things? that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of His might. For that He is strong in power, not one faileth. Listen to what He says. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and My judgment is passed over My God? How sayest thou, Christian, that the Lord doesn't see our trouble, that the Lord doesn't see our problem, that the Lord doesn't see our difficulty? That's what He's saying. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest thou, O Israel? Is there problems in life? Sure there is. But we've got a friend this morning. We got a visitor here. Squirrel. We got a friend this morning that will help us. We got a strength. We got a strong brother that we can depend upon this morning. Let's lift up our eyes and recognize that God wants to help us and have faith and confidence. I think about the scripture in Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. It said the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder, but it's powerful. It's sharp. It gives us energy today. The Word of the Lord gives us energy. It gives us power to overcome and to give us strength when the Word of the Lord comes to our hearts and to our lives. I also want to look at Romans, the 12th chapter this morning. Romans 12 and 1. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, first of all, he says, I want to get this thought, that he says, be not conformed to this world. That's the natural man. That's the natural thoughts. We begin, if we fail to receive the mind of Christ and we fail to have the thoughts of the Lord and have the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we automatically conform to the natural man. We automatically conform to the flesh and the pressures that are in this world. But he said, be ye transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind. I'm thankful today that our minds can be renewed. That our mind, and when I say mind, what does that mean? The thoughts of our mind can bring us hope, can bring us strength. When our mind is renewed. Now, when you go to Monarch, what usually happens at Monarch? You get blessed? Yes. Why? Why do you get blessed at Monarch? You're sitting there all week. Well, if you go all week, the days that you go, you're sitting there, you're listening to the Word of the Lord, service after service after service. You're thinking about what's being said. Usually at Monarch, you're spending more time in prayer. You're looking to the Lord to talk to you, to talk to us, to help us, and you're spending more time in prayer. Your mind becomes focused on God's Word. And when you go away from Monarch, you're ready to conquer the world. You're ready to face whatever the devil can throw up against you. You're ready to go back home and you're ready to face life. Your mind has been renewed. We don't have to wait to Monarch to be renewed. We don't have to wait. It's not a one-time-a-year thing. And our devotion is not a little bitty category that we put in the morning and then we're done the rest of the day. God wants us to serve Him with our mind. He wants us to worship Him with our mind throughout the day. That is thinking about Him, asking Him, seeking Him throughout our day, the things that we do. Lord, help me to be able to speak what You would want me to say. Help me to see the needs that You see that are round about me. Help me to recognize Your burden and Your thoughts. That's what God wants us to do. And when we do, He mentions here in the first verse, He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's what we usually do at camp meeting time, at revival meeting time. We come and we give, we're giving ourselves to the Lord, and it renews us and it strengthens us. And the good news this morning is we don't have to wait till Monarch. Monarch is not till July. We can be renewed in the spirit of our mind if we do these things. Give ourselves unto the Lord. Seek His Word. Ask Him to put it in your heart and reveal and open it up to you. There's another scripture it talked about. It says, when we with open face behold the glory of the Lord as in a glass, we are changed. We're transformed. I take that open face to mean with an honest heart, with a true assessment, recognizing that we're needy before God and we come to Him that way. And we behold what God gives us, it can change us. It can transform us. We grow spiritually when the Word of the Lord is living and dwelling in our hearts and is alive there. And there's power there. I think about the scripture where he said, Jeremiah, he said, while I mused, the fire burned. While I mused and I contemplated, while I meditated upon God and upon His Word, the fire burned. Lord, help us today to be renewed. There was other scriptures. Ephesians 4 and 23. He said, see if I can find that real quick. Ephesians 4 and 23. In verse 22, he says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Lord wants to renew us in the spirit of our minds. He doesn't want us to faint. He doesn't want us to give up hope. He doesn't want us to be discouraged. It takes lots of energy. But God has the energy for us today. When we partake of Him and we sup with Him, He puts it in our heart, in our spirit, an energy there where I can be what God is calling me to be. Where I can be the example that He's calling me to be. That I can have the power in my life that He wants me to have. Lord, help us today to have a renewed mind. And help us to guard the thoughts. I wanted to read you one more comment. Thoughts, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thoughts of fear, doubt, indecision, crystallize into weak, unmanly, irresolute habits, which solidify into circumstances of failure and slavish dependence. What we think, what we allow to go on in our minds, is it true? Is it right? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is there virtue to it? Lord, help us to guard. If there's not, don't accept it. We don't have to carry it on. The devil can bring it to our minds. Fight against it. Resist it if it's not true. Because the enemy will steal our energy. He'll steal that capacity to be victorious. Lord, if it contains fear, doubt, unbelief, resist it. Fight against it. And be renewed in the spirit of our mind. God can renew our mind and renew our spirits. And I believe He wants us to face our days that way, with a renewed mind and a renewed spirit and a confidence that God will help us, that God will see us through this day. Let's be challenged to what we allow to dwell. If we let it there too long, it will go to our hearts. And we don't want things that are false or impure going into our hearts and into our affections. Let's keep our heart, mind stayed upon God. Pray for me.